From our studios in downtown Portland, Oregon, this is a Coin6 Digital exclusive.
Well, good morning and welcome back to your Weather Week podcast. And it's a little different this week. It is the week of 525. Usually you might hear morning meteorologist Kelly Bayern kind of starting us off, but this week she's off. She's spending some time away and I'm here, and it's okay because we have a surprise guest, I guess you could say, and that is Chief Meteorologist Natasha Stenbach. Good morning, Natasha.
Good morning, Joseph. Yeah, normally at this time in the morning, I would be helping some twins get into clothing and getting their teeth brushed and getting them out the door for the day. But since it is Memorial Day, luckily my husband is here, so he's taking on those duties, so I get to join you.
It's so exciting that you are here. And yeah, this would be a really busy part of your day, I would expect. So yeah. It's nice to have you here. And we're going to break down the week as far as the weather goes. You did mention that today is Memorial Day. And of course, you know, it's recognizing and remembering those who served and have fallen. So that is what we're thinking about today. So I just want to talk about that real quickly. But now that we're here for Memorial Day, it's cloudy and it is wet. Are you seeing some rain showers by you today?
I am. It's, you know, it's funny. I looked out the door and I thought, oh, great. You know, our backyard was just starting to dry out. And now it's going to turn into, and there's not much rain falling right now, but it only takes a little bit. And our yard just turns into a mud pit. We have a lawn in the back, but the way they designed this neighborhood, I think we're at the bottom of the barrel. So all right. It's like gravity fed drainage going right into our lawn, and it makes for a little bit of a mess. So next time around, I'm paving it over. No, actually, I think I would do a rock garden. I love Japanese rock gardens.
Yeah, with all the layers and everything, that would be wonderful. You need a koi pond, right?
Yes, I would. And then no doubt my kids would be fishing in there, even though they're not supposed to be.
Right, yeah. So do they get a little muddy on days like this? So you let them outside still?
I do. Yeah, I let them outside. I probably sound like, you know, a drill sergeant when it comes to mud, because getting mud off of your floor, it's tough. It's tough. So, yeah, I try to plan that out and have the rain boots ready and the towels ready to go and whatnot. But, you know, Joseph, you brought up something that I wanted to touch on, too. It is Memorial Day, and I would like to recognize all of our service members out there and thank them for their sacrifice. And my dad was a staff sergeant in the U.S. Army. And so I'd like to remember him. He died some years ago, but he told me a lot of stories about, you know, life in the Army. And and I just want to honor my dad, because he is one of the reasons why I got interested in weather. So there you go.
Well, thanks for sharing, and we'll definitely be thinking about him today. Yes. So I really appreciate that. So let's talk about what we have going on outside right now. It's been overcast all morning. Actually, I take that back. We had a beautiful sunrise for some locations, and I posted some photos on social media of that. But then the clouds rolled in about 6 a.m. or so, and it's been pretty overcast, kind of sitting in a trough. We have a system, you know, to the northwest, and a stream of moisture that's mainly, you know, pushing that moisture and transporting that moisture into Washington and Vancouver Island and in Canada. But we're seeing part of that clip our area. So we've had some ongoing light rain showers from the Oregon coast to southwest Washington today and through parts of the Willamette Valley. Temperatures probably going to be a bit cooler today, right? Upper 60s I have in the forecast, but warmer weather is on the way. But it's going to be a couple of days before we get there.
Yeah. When you think about, okay, for instance, last week, what was it? Friday night when I was last on air, you know, we were talking about, ooh, you know, end of the week, you know, it was looking kind of like we might get up to 90. But then I also reminded everyone, like, hey, you know, these forecast models, they can advertise some crazy stuff, you know, especially a week out. Whether it's snow in Portland or 90 degree temperatures in May, you know, we can see those extremes. So we kind of proceed with caution and say, okay, this could possibly happen. But right. I agree with you, Joseph. It doesn't seem that we're going to get quite to that mark. But if we were to hit that 90 degree mark, It wouldn't be the earliest on record. The earliest 90 degree day on record for Portland is April 30th, 1998.
Wow.
So for anybody out there who was around in 1998 may remember that, but it certainly wouldn't be the first, but for us this season, it would be our first 90 degree day since the end of August.
Okay. So it's been some time. We were close. I mean, we had a pair of those 87 degree days where we broke a record on that Saturday that we hit 87, I believe. So it's possible, like you said. I mean, the earliest was in April, as you mentioned.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I think we're going to miss that mark. I'm just glad that we're not in Las Vegas because they have an excessive heat warning for the end of the week on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. They're going to get up to 107 to 109. And we know it's the desert out there, but that's even hot for them.
Yes. Yeah. This time of the year. I mean, I would expect that a little bit later, you know, when summer actually kicks in.
Yeah.
Not in spring, in May.
The mid-80s is, I think doable. And it's just kind of a reminder, like, maybe you're used to keeping your dogs in the car while you go run an errand, perhaps. Just this is going to be that week where you need to pay attention. Oh, yeah, it's going to get warmer, so I can't do that. And don't forget to give your kids water, your dogs water. All of your dependents need water.
Yeah, that's so important at this point in time. And when it hits the 80s, it's like you're asking for it. You need it. You know, we have probably the coldest day right now for our Monday. And today might be our only chance for rain through the whole week. So not only is it going to get warm, but it sounds like it's going to get pretty dry outside as well, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Our last final day for the next week of seeing some rain, which will be... It's a welcome sight, even though, you know, it might be inconvenient for some people's plans. It's something that we certainly need. I was just checking out drought.gov to see the latest. And of course, they do their updates every Tuesday, and then they finally publish those updates on our drought conditions on Thursdays. So we still have a few more days to go before we see, you know, what our outcome was from the last few days of rain. But at least 78% of the state's population is in a drought condition. However, you add on the extra areas in the abnormally dry category. So all in all, like 97% of the state is dealing with some level of drought. That's significant. For some areas, we've already entered fire season. Other areas, it officially starts June 1st. So it's like, oh man, looking at those conditions, it makes me a little nervous.
Yeah, no doubt. And May's been trying to bring in some rain. And we've had, I think about 18 of the 23 days in May, we've had measurable rain. But only one of those days, we had over a quarter of an inch. So even though we've seen some rain for May, we're right around average for the month. Some days have just been, you know, a hundredth of an inch here or there. So it hasn't been that wet. It's just been very dry for our water year, and that's a big reason why we're in the drought that we're in right now.
Yeah, so hopefully, you know, we'll be able to still pull in the occasional raindrop through the summertime, but, oh man, I'm just crossing my fingers at this point and hoping that everybody will be responsible as they go outside, and if you're doing a campfire, to make sure you really, really put it out.
Yeah. We have had problems with that in the past. And it seems like every fire season, there's always some sort of human, you know, cause going on. So we have to really tighten that up. You know, so Tuesday, we're going to have some more sunshine, hopefully working on it. Maybe a couple lingering rain showers in the morning. It looks like temperatures are back to the 70s, though, on Tuesday, which is above average. Our average temperature is about 70 degrees. But then it's Wednesday through Friday where I believe it's going to be getting pretty hot out there. And I have on Thursday about 85, 86 degrees and maybe the lower to mid 80s on Friday as well. So we're really back at it here to kind of wrap up the month of May.
Yeah. You know, that really, Joseph, sounds like a very good forecast. I think that's a nice way to gradually warm up.
Right.
And, you know, not go from 65 to 85. We've seen jumps like that, which have been a little uncomfortable. But this time around, we're going to kind of ease into it. I was taking a look at those river temperatures. still not exactly bathwater by any means. Right. Still, probably not a surprise to a lot of folks who are used to, you know, springtime river temperatures. But what stands out to me is, you know, Sandy River, for instance, 45 degrees. I have been scuba diving in water temperatures right around 42 to 45, and I think I lasted 15 minutes in the water, and that was with a seven mil wetsuit on. That's with all the gear on.
Yeah, so, being prepared for that. Yeah. Wow.
So anybody who's attempting to dip their toes in the water without any protection, it's going to give your body a bit of a shock. Like the Willamette River's, you know, in the upper 50s right now. And that's okay, but still you have a limited amount of time in the water, even at that temperature. I think people might think, well, oh, gosh, 57 is not that bad, but the water temperature feels much different to your body than the actual air temperature at the same temperature. So I would just say, be careful, guys, girls, girls, dogs, everyone.
You're right. And people are trying, you know, when we see these bursts of heat, like you mentioned in the 80s, a lot of people want to get to water. And so, we got to be careful with that. And you mentioned the drought conditions that we had briefly talked about. Usually on Thursdays and Fridays, you guys will have some updates about that. So if people want to catch an update, you probably have something on social media. You usually like to talk about it on Friday. What do you have going on this the remainder of the week?
Yeah, for sure. We'll be giving our drought updates. I usually spend an extra amount of time on air. And of course, you'll find it online on coin.com/weather. The latest on our drought conditions, I'll spend some extra time. I've been pleasantly surprised to find viewers writing in and saying, you know, I'd really like to learn more about what's our drought status. So that really speaks to me, because in years past, I haven't had much inquiry from viewers about our drought conditions, but definitely hearing from people more often now. So we always give you updates Thursdays, and then Fridays we'll follow up with more information. And also, if you go to coin.com/weather-kids, that is the website you want to go to, because that is a place where you can go to learn, and you don't have to be a kid or a student to do so. Joseph, you have done a fabulous job teaching everybody about, I mean, the shape of raindrops. I have heard from more people lately about that article that you wrote than anything else. That people are fascinated by the shape of raindrops.
That's right. So you made a good point. It's called Weather Kids, but the topics range from, you know, really basic, talking about different types of clouds, to maybe, you know, what an actual raindrop looks like. And I don't want to give it away, so you should head over to the website, but it isn't what you think it is. So we have some great stuff on the website. So if you get a moment to go check it out, on top of our podcast, on top of what we do on air, we have a lot of subjects and topics and conversations on our website, which is really nice to kind of tap into as well. So we know that we're starting off cool and cloudy. We're going to get warm by the end of the week, probably into the mid 80s. Is there anything else you'd like to add to the forecast, or want to add in general?
I think I just want to thank you for having me be a part of your morning and part of this podcast today. It's been a lot of fun, and I can't wait to see what you guys do next week. You can always catch Joseph and Kelly on the podcast, and I wish you guys the best there. And, you know, in the afternoon, evening, if you want to catch out the forecast, you can watch me. And if you ever have any requests, special requests on destination forecast, please let me know.
All right. This was a great week. It's kind of shook things up just a little bit. I'm not used to actually talking this much in the podcast. Usually I'm just giving, you know, some normal thoughts about the forecast. So this is great. Thanks so much, Natasha.
Yeah.
And for all of you that are tuning in, don't forget to check out the website, as we mentioned. Check out the forecast heading into the afternoon and evening hours over the next couple of days. Keep track of that heat with us, and we'll catch you in the next podcast.
The The Coin6 Podcast Network is your home for all sorts of content you can't find anywhere else. Visit coin.com/coinpodcast to see our entire library. And you can always subscribe to all of the Coin6 Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.